what we'd like to do, we were so excited this morning because we've got a whole day with you. We don't just have to say hi for 2 hours and send you home. And so here's just a little bit about how we thought we'd spend today. What we'd like to do is, in a moment, we're going to start with a microphone with Sandra. And we're going to ask each of you to just take a minute to just introduce yourselves to the group and just say whatever occurs to you to say about why you're here, like what you would like to get from today, what brought you here, whatever occurs to you to say. And we really literally want each of you to speak yourselves into the room. Then Mark and I are going to spend a lot of the morning talking about a context for this conversation about dreams. So we're going to be talking about ways that we've learned in our work that it's quite useful to listen, that it's quite useful to show up to today from. And then we're going to spend a bunch of the morning talking more about these principles that Mark's alluded to that we talked about last night. And we're going to spend a lot of time on that because what we've found is that as people start to see more and more about how these principles apply, how they are already in play, how this inside-out understanding of experience in life informs everything that we do, the conversation we'll have towards this afternoon, where we'll begin to interact with you and we'll get as personal as you want to get, will have a very different context than it would if we started with that conversation right now. And so if we could get a microphone to Sandra. And again, just a minute or so, just introduce yourself and why you're here, what you'd like to get from today. You know, it'd be lovely if you stand. Thank you, Sandra. Everyone else can sit.
But because I'm a little shy, I get to stand. I'm Sandra Koenig, and I live in the Bay Area. And the reason I'm here, I would say I did the Living from the Inside Out course in the fall. Mm-hmm. Or was it the winter? I am not so good with timing.
Yeah.
And I listened to the coaching from the inside out. And I've been a coach for a couple of years, and I found it really impacted how I was with people, even though I still feel a bit mystified why it had such an impact. Like, I just feel compelled to be with you all, whatever that means, to absorb more.
Great. Thank you.
I'm Renata. I live in Santa Monica, so I was like, well, it's perfect. I have to come here. I think one of the main things that about today especially is that I'd like to focus on expanding my ability to dream. I mean, I can, like, think to a certain level of, like, oh, yeah, I can get there, but it's still really, like you said, the focus is, like, here where I want to get to be able to see beyond that. So that's it.
Great. Thank you.
Come on.
Come on. Everybody else is doing it.
I'm not going to. One thing I wanted to talk about is, I guess, or find out about it is that I came because I heard you on the radio yesterday. Even maybe the show was from the day before, about the ego project and the soul project. And I was thinking that I knew what you meant about the ego project, but for me, my argument is, like, that there are different parts of us, and some parts of us, like, hold ourselves back. And I tend to hold myself back. So my dream is to be an artist. And I've had this dream since I was a little kid, and it's... Yeah. I talked to you once about this before on the phone sometime, but it isn't working out that well. I think I'm on the verge of bankruptcy, and it's really terrifying to me. So I haven't made the decision to, you know, go to the lawyer, but I'm kind of hovering in that place. And in my mind, I feel like I spend a lot of my time doing whatever I want to do that makes me happy, but I'm happy and everything, but it's not working out. So, anyway, that's a little bit about
great.
It.
Well, thank you for coming. Yeah. Hopefully, we'll be able to, you know,
I hope so.
Play with that today. Yeah. Thank you. You can pass it straight across.
Hi, I'm Christine. I'm doing a dissertation on three principles And anytime I get a chance to immerse myself in the three principles, I'm always there if I can. And I'm a big fan of you two. And really, I'm here to just get a deeper understanding.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks.
Well, I already opened my big mouth already. I'm Deb, and I just really came to go deeper in this feeling. Yeah. So.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Pat, and I have several friends and acquaintances that know you guys really well. And I'm in a place in my life where I'm really trying to take a huge step into something new. And I feel myself, it's difficult, and I feel myself pulling back, and then I go forward again, and I'm kind of stuck right there and trying to make a huge leap. So I'm hoping that, you know, I can get some information that'll help me get over that next crevasse.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name's David Kagan. For probably the last 20 years, I've been able to create a pretty, what I would consider a dream life for myself in one field, and now I really feel compelled to share that with others, how others can do it as well. And I'm not exactly sure the vehicle. And so when I saw this program, I thought it might help me get some, make some progress towards it.
Cool. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Karen. I'm from the Bay Area. And I came here because of my friend, Pam. And I also came here because I did some coaching with Elise Coit in the fall. And we had a lot of good conversations. And one of the conversations we had was that I really felt that I wanted to be in a community of like-minded thinkers, and that's why I came.
Great. Thank you.
And I'm her friend, Pam. And I live in San Diego, Carlsbad. And I've known Mark for years. He was my teacher. I was a teacher myself up in Santa Clara County. And I've done a little teaching down in San Diego, but anytime I can see Mark, and now I'm curious about Michael because I too know Elise, and I've made some friends in the county there, and we just like hanging out, and it's always a good excuse when there's a reason, to, you know, or not a reason.
Thanks.
My name is Annie. Hello. I was introduced to... Jamie introduced me to a lot of Mike's articles, and I've read your articles in Huffington Post, and I just felt they really resonated a lot of things my mother says, that everything one needs is within themselves. And I kind of came here today to actually see how I can apply this to a lot of the work I do in education and conflict resolution, and also for myself, for deeper development, for my own creative work.
Great. Thank you.
And I'm Jamie, and I don't know, I did one of Michael's programs at one time, and the opportunity arose to actually come and hear you talk in person, and I couldn't miss that. And for myself, I find that when I'm really connected to just all of the kinds of things that we talk about, there really isn't anything I can't do. And I love to hear other people's experiences with it and how it plays out in their lives and just how they live their lives and how they, just how everyone does what they do within what it is to be a human being.
Yeah.
That's something that is endlessly fascinating and helpful to me personally. I do creative work as well. And, you know, to me, life is really the lives that we live, it's the source of all of our creative ideas. You know, life is where it starts. And I just love any opportunity to explore that further with
Great.
People. So.
Cool. Well, thank you.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Evren, and
I stumbled on Michael's radio show about 9 months ago, and then I did the Living from the Inside Out group. And I came here for really no reason other than this was closest to my home. I live in Minnesota, and each of the gatherings, each of the gatherings have been like in Hawaii or Australia, and it seemed like 4 hours was just a snap, you know, around the block.
Now, there's some wisdom.
I really don't have any goals in mind. I just had the sense that this would be fun and something good would come out of it. And I'm generally not a goal-minded person and not sure where to go with my life next. So, so I'm just hoping something nice will happen.
Great. Thank you, Evan.
My name is Mary. I think the question I asked last evening kind of explains to me where I'm at right now. I asked last evening about being aware of these ideas and now having a context within which to talk about them and to have a witness for them that resonates. And the question I was asking, I think, does the time frame ever close with, you know, from where I go into these places that I call going black, going to black. And for me, there, I had an experience recently of, 3 days of going to black, and I was asking, does it ever shorten up to, maybe 20 minutes?
Yeah.
And you said, this is part of the human condition, and, the thoughts change when the thoughts change. And for me, the release was, this acceptance of myself, and that was the response you gave. This is the human condition. Mm-hmm. Accept it. This is who you are. But then later, Mark made another comment that I've spent the rest of the time of that evening and last night and this morning running in my head that it has value. That dark place has a value, that you go there and you come to a new understanding, you come out of it with a new understanding, something new, and some new awakening. I've gone back and thought about all those, going to black places. And yes, you're right. 100% of the time, I've come out of it, including this most recent, with something new, with some new awareness. This most recent time was, I can accept myself in that place.
Yeah.
And in the past places where it's been, it isn't a wrong and bad place to be. Yeah. It isn't a mistake. It isn't that there's something wrong. And I'm very grateful for it and very grateful for the opportunity to be able to talk about this.
Well, I bet to see that, my God. Yeah. I bet you're thankful. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
To not be evaluating or judging.
Hi, my name's Leon. Not really sure why I'm here, any specific reason. But I remember doing your Effortless Success program a few years ago, and I had some very interesting eye-opening experiences, especially about just the nature of being a human. It was very different from what I thought it was. Mm. So when I heard about the three principles, I thought maybe there's some more stuff that I haven't seen before. So kind of a tabula rasa. I'm just here to hang out and see what you have to say.
Cool. Great. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Carrie, and I'm a writer, so I'm used to spending a lot of time alone in a room. So this is kind of weird for me, but
they're all just characters in your book. It's all in your mind.
You don't mind if I try to control you all, right? Anyway, I try. I listen to Michael's radio show, and it's brought a lot to my life. And I try to bring these principles into my writing. So, I mean, they come out. I don't try. They just sort of emerge in the process of writing. So I feel like the more I learn and the deeper I get, the more I can bring that to my writing and hopefully to the world soon. So thank you.
Great, thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you very much, you guys. This has been great so far. I was here last night. I've never been to anything like this before. So I, about 2 years ago, an amazing woman walked into my life. This beautiful person right here, Rohini, has become a dear, dear friend of mine, and she invited me. I'm in a huge transition in my life. I have about three different major life things going on, and just happy to be here and absorb everything you guys have to say and just see how it fits with me in my life. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. My name's Rohini, hello, and Michael introduced me to the three principles, and I found them, you know, really, I'm a therapist, and it has really transformed how I work with my clients, and I've got really clear that that's the only way I want to work with my clients, because it works. Yeah. And in terms of myself, just the, life has just become a lot more graceful and fun, and I know that there's just still so much more, you know, so much more. So I want to continue to deepen in my understanding, and one of my dreams is to be able to share this more with others in a wider capacity, not just one-on-one with clients, and just expand my ability to convey the essence of what this is more effectively.
Great. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Jill. I'm visiting from Canada, visiting with Rohini, my daughter, and her family, and having a good time. And she invited me to come, and I'm now interested in learning more about the three principles. This is the first time for me. I've never done anything like this before.
Great.
But yesterday was very interesting, and I'm still in the, my feelings are what I think.
Yeah.
I'd like to expand on that.
Yeah. Can I ask you where in Canada?
I live on Vancouver Island, southern Vancouver Island.
Wow. Well, yeah, I did my graduate degree at, in Winnipeg, Winnipeg, Manitoba.
We refer to it as Winterpeg.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We've got stories about that. Our first apartment, well, we stayed in the same building.
Mm-hmm.
But the first year, we were like sub-ground level. So, you know, we're from San Francisco.
Right.
And we get there in August, so it's, hey, this is great. We can look out the window and we can see something. Winter comes, we can't even see out the window. Yeah. The snow's up like that.
It doesn't snow where I live.
I know. I know.
That's why I live there.
Well, welcome. Welcome.
Thank you. Hey, my name's James, and it doesn't snow where I live either. San Diego. I was introduced to Michael probably about 6, maybe 8 months ago. A friend of mine sent me some links to some recordings, and now I send those links to my friends and clients. So I saw in an email a couple earlier this week that he was going to be close, and I had to be here.
Great. Thanks for coming up.
Thanks.
Hello. My name is Sarah. I've been a fan of Michael New since 3 years ago. I've tried to self-improvement a lot for myself, and when I hear his radio show, all of even I was in the Middle East where I was living, and
oh, wow.
I said, oh my God, this is awesome, because all the things I learned, I have to throw them away.
Yeah.
And I no longer believe this. I'm doing things, make a list, because I always used to torture myself. Okay, I'm not good enough for this, or I have a doubt about my capacity or my capability. And then the more I listen, the more I just try to be calm down and go with the flows, and it really, really resonated on me. So I try to be with this program, whatever I could take or whatever I would put my effort to learn more. And after I try to read this article, books, and everything, I found out there is something more. I could be in the atmosphere of feeling the things, not just learning, because I found out it's not about learning, it's about you have to feel it.
Yeah.
And it's penetrated on you, and then when you feel it, make sense of it, you could learn more. So there is no place better than here. I would be rather than. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Well, I don't know this guy.
So my name's Ian. I'm Mark's son.
So
we had him when I was very young. Don't let the gray hair fool you.
So he lives in the Bay Area now, and I live here in Los Angeles. So any opportunity I get to see him, I welcome it. To hear it, I hear it a lot, I think, and everything he says when we talk on the phone and things like that. But to see him kind of bring it to life in front of people is always exciting. So I was looking forward to today for some time. Been reading some of Michael's stuff as well, so just interested in it all. So,
great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I just want to say on behalf of my son, if you'd give me a little time for that, a proud father, but if you want to know about using the principles with teens, talk with him today. He's working with very, very disturbed teens and has brought the principles there. So he's very modest about that, but I wanted to just toot his horn a bit. Thank you for letting me do that.
Hello, my name's Heather. I'm an artist. I also spend a lot of time alone in my studio, which is where I listen to Michael. I think I heard you about maybe 2008 on the radio, and it totally resonated with me, and I've been listening to you ever since. I live in LA, and the last year and a half has been really hard with a lot of deaths of loved ones and then a physical illness, which I'm just coming out of, and it's kind of a big deal for me to be out and about, and I'm feeling good about it. And so this workshop has come at a very good time for me, so thank you.
Great, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, my name's Jennifer. I'm from Laguna Beach, and I'm here because of Susan, who we were involved in some seminars in New York. That's how we met. And so I'm here because, like, the last few years, I've had a real physical illness as well. And I'm healing through that. And I've also been just really not very happy and really stressed out all the time because I have a lot of different businesses I'm involved in and relationships and things of that nature. So I'm hoping that being here will help me become more enlightened. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Norma. I live here in LA, and I'm here. Actually, it's my first time attending an event such as this, so I'm looking forward to it. I was invited by my cousin Gladys, who's always giving me awesome advice, and she really recommended your workshop highly.
Great. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Gladys. I'm from San Diego. I'm an artist as well, and I discovered your radio show, Michael, about 5 years ago, and I love the way you explain things. It makes it so simple when I hear your talk on the radio. So I thought I'd introduce my cousin to you, so here I am.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're all pretty much here for the same thing, then.
What a really nice group.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful feeling. So, we're just going to head into it, okay? How's that sound? So we wanted to do a couple of things in the morning, as Michael is saying. The first thing is to really kind of help us get a footing together in terms of how to be here with each other. And listen to knowledge that doesn't come to us in the usual way we gain knowledge. So we'd like to first talk about that a bit with you. And then present to you these principles so that we've got a nice foundation to help you with everything you've shared about why you're here and what you want to get. If you get an understanding of a set of principles that are behind your experience of life, man, you could take care of anything, see? So when we've seen that for ourselves, we want to start there with you. Make sure you really get a good sense of that, and then we'll move on to the particulars.
One of the reasons for working in that way, as opposed to just kind of starting with, okay, well, what's your dream? Okay, well, what's your dream? I've found since I've begun to have an understanding of what we're going to be talking about today, that more and more what happens is people come with their list, And we don't talk about the list. Because before we can talk about the list meaningfully, we need to talk about how it is that we see life, how it is that we experience life. And then, generally speaking, by the end, the list is taken care of. The most dramatic example of that I could think of that just came to mind when Mark was saying that was I had a client fly in from Scandinavia with a top secret prep, as he put it. Like, he didn't want my normally everything comes through my assistant. He didn't want my assistant to even have the possibility of opening his prep. Now, I got to admit, I'm like really excited. I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be cool. I wonder what's like top secret, because I'm a geek. You know, it's like, that sounds neat. Spy stuff. And I was quite disappointed that, you know, it was pretty much like everybody else. You know, difficulties in relationships, difficulties at work, real life. But it was really interesting, because it was one of the first times where I wasn't tempted to get into the content too early. And we did. We spent a couple hours talking about what we're going to be talking about with you this morning. And we spent a day together. And at the end of the day, he took out this 3-page typed list with 36 points. And every one of them, he felt, had been covered.
Wow, yeah, that's right.
You know, that's maybe an extreme, but that was where I really got, oh, okay. There is something. I'm sort of kidding, and I'm not, when I say, oh, we're all here for the same reason. Because the same things underpin everything from what you're going through to what you've been through to the experiences each of you are bringing here today.
Great. That's really so true.
Yeah.
I see that a lot. Well, I see that a lot with couples. They've got their list too, you know. So then they get their feeling back. They get love and understanding back. They start to help themselves with the way they're thinking about each other. And their problems just kind of go, they go away. Mm. It's really a wonderful thing. I'm a little warm, you know, and it's not because I'm talking to my boss, like I said last night, but it's because I'm drinking coffee, and in the car, that's what my wife says. You're drinking coffee, that's why you're warm. I said, no, it isn't. Let's get that cool air on. I called her last night. She said, oh, my ears were ringing. You must have been talking about me again. So, what's that?
How'd you know?
So, here's the thing. I'm going to just share with you what I know of this understanding today. And it's to help you with what you've shared with us. And Michael and I are going to speak to that. But the one thing that has come to me lately is... this whole learning process of today is different. It's tapping into a way of learning we didn't really get taught. That we can have a realization, that we can have an insight. And the insight is to knowledge we already have in our consciousness. That is really the thing, is that we already have the knowledge Michael and I have been pointing to last night and so far today, already within our consciousness. And the only way you can get it is through what I've seen as realization. That all of a sudden something occurs to you outside of your usual normal way of thinking, your usual normal way of going about things. And it isn't really, to me, that you get something so particular about you. You kind of get a sense of a truth about life. Like for me, when I shared with you last night, that first realization I woke up to was, it wasn't really about me. I went there because of my feelings. I went to this seminar because I didn't like the feelings I was having. I wanted to change who I was. But what I woke up to was the truth that I make up my emotions. I mean, that's what came to me. That was the realization. It's not so much that's what the words were that came to me. So it wasn't about me. It was about something deeper than who I am. And all of us have the capability of realizing this knowledge. In fact, that's our purpose of being here, is to realize knowledge that you were born with. Remember last night I talked about the nurse who shared with me, she's been delivering babies, and she can see a wisdom in them, an intelligence in them the minute they're born. So Michael and I are not here to put something into you like if we were going to teach you history. This isn't something for you to remember, to try to get, to memorize, to get down. None of those processes that at least I used when I was learning history. It's just to be here and realize that if you're getting a good feeling, like the feeling we had last night together, something's coming up. And you may not see it right away, but it's the feeling that'll tell you you're getting something. You won't get something intellectually. It's not like when I loved history. I loved it. And, oh man, when I started learning about ancient Greece, I knew everything. I just was absorbing. I remember the final, and it was like I was a breeze. I had all the dates, all the emperors' names. You ask me anything now, I'd say, ancient Greece, what's that? It fades. That stuff fades. But that realization I had and have had through the years does not fade. Now, I may lose it a moment. Like you were talking about, you know, having 3 days of feeling a bit lost. But I never really lose that realization. And the other piece about it is that it deepens. So what we hope for you is to have an appreciation that this is a different way of learning that you have a capacity for. You're born with the capacity to realize what you are and what's behind the experience you're having of life. It's just that the consciousness of the world doesn't see that. It's an innocent thing. But for you to see what we're pointing to, it will occur to you through this process of realization rather than an intellectual learning. Now, I think you'll see yourself hearing one of us talk and say, oh, that's a great idea. I'm going to try to use it when I get back home. How can I hold on to it? Well, if you see that, just let it go, relax, and just come back. The best way to cultivate that as you're with us is to listen as quietly as you can to us, like you're listening to music. When I listen to music and I'm moved by it, I'm not really thinking about the music. But being a musician, when I start thinking about, oh man, I wonder, those sound like intricate chords that guitar is playing, and oh man, I wish I could play that lick. All of a sudden, I lose the feeling. Right? You too? You get that? How about when you're watching a movie? I was watching that movie, The Silver Linings Playbook. Have you seen that movie? Oh my God. From the very beginning, I'm in a great feeling. Have you seen it, Michael?
Yeah.
I'm in a great feeling. It's just a great feeling. And then Robert De Niro shows up, and I'm thinking, oh, there's Robert De Niro. Oh, man, and he's doing a great part. Oh, man, he's really in it. And all of a sudden, the feeling's gone. See? So, so when I'm listening without thinking about it, I can absorb, I can get the feeling of it. I can get touched. I can get awakened. When I start thinking, it fades a bit because now I'm caught up in me. And what you're looking for really is inroads into knowledge beyond you that's been there before you showed up, and it's what you are a part of. So that's the kind of listening you want to help yourself. Just keep coming to. You're going to get into thinking. There's no way you're going to not do that because you're always creating thinking. And you're going to want to hold on to something because it really sounds good to you. So just be kind to yourself.
You ever look at those 3D images where it's a bunch of dots, but if you stare at it long enough, at some point a 3D image emerges? And the first time you do it, those of you who've done it, you're sure that they're lying to you, and they're just, you know, going to get you to stare at it because there's nothing there. And then somehow you forget that you can't see it, and there it is. And the nature of what we're going to be talking about is very much like that.
Yeah.
It's something that is has been in front of you, your face, your entire life, and you just haven't seen it because it's been in front of your face your entire life. And then suddenly, once you see it, even though you can kind of briefly lose sight of it again, you know it's there. I always liked Mark Twain had a great expression that if people learned to walk and talk the way we teach them to read and write, everybody would limp and stutter. Right? And so the traditional sort of ways we've learned to learn, they don't apply here. Because we're not, as Mark said, we're not trying to learn something new that's information from the outside.
Yeah.
We're trying to see something that's always been there, but we've just missed. Or we've glimpsed, but we haven't really known what it was that we were seeing. For me, one of the analogies I have for it is, and I don't remember which book this is from, maybe somebody will recognize it, but there was a book where people could fly. And the trick to being able to fly was, as you fall, forgetting that you can't fly. So if as you fall and coming up to the ground, you somehow get distracted and forget that you can't fly, you just start to naturally fly. And it's kind of that paradox that, you know, if you forget that there's something here to learn, you'll be amazed by what you see. I've heard so many beautiful ways of talking about this kind of listening that Mark and I are pointing to. I'll share a couple of my favorites. I love George Pransky once said, listen as if you've really come for the person next to you and you're just here to keep them company. You know, so not for what can I get from this, but isn't this great? Isn't this great, Mark? God, I hope he's getting it, right? because it kind of, you take the pressure off yourself then to get something. So a lot of people will say, well, listen for a feeling. You know, we've been talking about this. You know, I think of it as just what life feels like when there's not a lot on my mind. It's just a simple feeling of being. I like the idea of listening from a feeling. That feeling itself is actually what's teaching me. And in a way, there's nothing to learn from Mark and I. But as you listen to us, to the extent that you're able to look where we're pointing, there's something that will come up from inside you. I'm just metaphor city this morning. But if you imagine a fan, this is something I sometimes will say on a training, and imagine that here's your little goal. You've got to get a pack of playing cards through a spinning fan, through an electric fan. And think about the different strategies for doing it. Right, one is you just kind of flick and hope, and you might get one or two cards through, right? But most of them are going to get chewed up and spit out. You can try and shove the whole pack through, and like it might get through, bruised. You might lose a few fingers, right? That's another way. Well, there's two strategies that seem to me to be pretty foolproof. One is to unplug the fan. And then as the fan slows down, you can just let the cards through. The other is to bring the cards around the back and let them come up from behind the fan. So on the one hand, to the extent that you are able to listen with nothing much on your mind, for the fan to slow down without trying to think about everything that we say and figure it out, and well, how does this apply to me in my situation? It will be easier for things to get in. But in another sense, it doesn't even matter if your mind is spinning. Because what is here for you is already on the other side of that fan. It's already inside you. And it's going to come up from behind your thinking. It doesn't have to get through your thinking.
Do any of you watch Seinfeld? I love it. Joe knows I love Seinfeld. And my wife has been very, very tolerant because it's up to like seeing it the episode 30 times now. I still laugh. She's saying, my God, haven't you already know what's going to happen? But when you said about those 3D things, there's this episode with Mr. Pip, and that they had that 3D picture, you know, those, and he couldn't get it. He goes, I can't get it. Everybody else is seeing the 3D picture. He goes, I can't get it. And he's like, tell me, how do I get it? I'm not focusing my eyes, you know. And he's like going nuts trying to get it. So don't try to be a Mr. Pip today.
The other thing that we're going to do that we've just found to be helpful is we're going to take breaks.
Yeah.
We're going to take proper breaks. Because this is inside you, it's as often that somebody kind of gets something when we're not talking as when we are. So we encourage you to take advantage of the breaks. Just go have a nice time, you know, and just make that space, allow that space for whatever's going to come up to come up. Because this is something that, you know, we could talk for 7 hours. You'll hear it in 1 second when you hear it, whatever it is you hear.
That's really true. You know, when you have breaks and lunch, you just want to have fun. You just want to relax. You don't want to be thinking about this because it's that kind of state you're looking for. I remember going to my first Cindy Banks seminar, 3-day seminar, and we were in Hawaii, and he had us take the whole second day off. Now, everybody was like, what? I paid so much money to be here. But the thing is, it wasn't what he was saying. He said it all in an hour. He said it all in an hour. But it was about getting into a feeling state of having fun and enjoying yourself and relaxing your mind. And it occurs to you. So it's planned that we will give you a lot of breaks. And it's just to give you time to just relax, slow down, and at lunch, enjoy yourself. Go get that 6-foot bag of popcorn, you know. So you want to take a break? I'm just checking in with Michael here.
No, and I do in a minute.
Oh, you do?
In a minute. But just a couple other just sort of experience. It was funny. We were talking with Sarah last night, and she was talking about how when she was first, she came on Super Coach Academy a couple of years ago for the first time, and we were talking about this, and she was like, I get there's something, like I've got this nice feeling, but I don't have any idea what they're talking about. And she finally decided, well, look, everybody keeps saying, don't listen. You know, don't listen to what I'm saying. So she decided to take that literally, and she would just put stuff on her, you know, her iPod and go for a walk and not pay attention to it. And lo and behold, there she'd be, right, in a beautiful feeling with all this insight coming through. So counterintuitive though it may be, it's just how the mind seems to work. I think of it sometimes like this two versions of this metaphor, but like a reflective surface on water. When the water is disrupted, you can't see anything. As the water gets still, you can see the reflection. The other version of that for those of us in Southern California is like if you look through your swimming pool, and at the bottom of the swimming pool, if you imagine that there's great insights written at the bottom of the swimming pool, well, when the swimming pool is still, the water actually magnifies the message and makes it easier to see. When you're swimming in it, you can't see anything, even if you're right up close. You actually have to get out of the pool, let the water still, which you don't have to do anything to do it, right? You don't have to still the water in the pool. That's just what it will do when you're not in it. And then suddenly you can see. You can see what's there to be seen.
Oh, yeah. So, good. We'll get our signals right before.
Trained professionals right here. Yeah. Yes. We've been doing this for hours.
Here's why I was quiet. I have a respect for this listening. And although a moment before I had turned to Michael, and it looked like a good idea to take a break, I wanted to check in again. So that's why I was quiet there. It's so wonderful to know to check in and get quiet and hear again. And so this is why I think we will take a break, because I want everyone to feel comfortable as we go into the principles. So let's take a break. Come back about...
Let me do a quick one this time.
Yeah, so like 20 after?
Yeah.
So 10-minute break.
Yeah.
We'll come
when
back.
The big hand is on the floor.